Blog Talk Radio. Porter, and you know how we saw this broadcast off. We started off with prayer. Did you get your prayer list together while the music was playing? Did you call a friend that they can touch and agree, they can come on and hear an awesome word coming forward today? I'm trusting that you did, because we are our brothers and sisters keepers. Amen. So let us begin to get in that set place and go before the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as you see prayer lists is raised before you, Lord Father, hands being laid upon them this day, Lord. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. For Father, some acts of prayer for themselves and some acts of prayer for others, Lord. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, that you hear and answer prayers, Lord Father. For Father, you know what they're in need of. And Father, we say thank you that your will be done in the name of Jesus. Give us the strength, Lord Father. Give us the patience, Lord Father. Father God, the trust, Lord Father, to wait upon you, Lord Father. Knowing nothing, O God, happens before its time, Lord. So Father, for those that are sick in their bodies this day, O God, we ask you, O God, to touch them, Lord Father. Heal, deliver, and set them free this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Dorian, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, as we speak healing to her body, Lord Father, you know what's going on, Lord Father. Father God, you created that body this day, Lord Father. We're thanking you and glorifying you, Lord Father, for touching her body this day, Lord Father. And Father, we also pray, Lord Father God, for her salvation this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ruthie, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, no weapons that is formed against her, O God, shall prosper. Father God, you know what she's dealing with, what she's going through, Lord Father. But Father, we also know that nothing, Lord Father, is bigger than you, Lord Father. So Father, continue to touch her body, Lord Father. Father, as she continue, Lord Father, to look to you, Lord Father, calling upon you, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Paul. We hold before you Jessica. We hold before you Donna, Eva, Dale, Carla, Lord Father, Father and Sonia, Lord. We hold them before you right now, Lord. Adrian, Day, Lord. Father Yamalet. Father, all those that have cancer this day, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord. Father, knowing that you're bigger than cancer, Lord Father. Knowing that nothing is too hard for you, O God. For Father, you sent your only begotten Son, Lord Father, that took the stripes on his back for every sickness, every disease this day, O God. Father, we're thanking you, Lord Father, for your will being done in their lives this day, O God. And Father, if they do not know you, Lord Father God, as their personal Lord and Savior, Father, we ask this day, Lord Father, that someone, O God, is placed in their path, Lord, Father God, that would lead them this day, O God, to you, Lord. Father, we're thanking you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. We thank you for touching their immune system, Lord. Father, we're thanking you as we say body line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Knowing, oh God, that you got the final say on everything that we do, Lord, Father. And Father, when the doctors say no, Lord, Father, you can say yes, Lord, Father. So, Father, we're thanking you for touching, Lord, Father, healing, Lord, Father, delivering, Lord, Father. And, Father, we're thanking you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Caitlin, Lord, Father. Father God, you know what she's in need of, Lord, and what is going on, Lord. Father, I ask you to continue to touch her body, Lord. Father, you brought her through surgeries, Lord, Father. Continue to strengthen her, Lord, Father. As she continue, Father God, to call upon you like never before, Lord, Father. Continue to touch her family this day, O Lord. Father God, knowing, Lord, Father, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord, Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you. Show up and show out this day, O God, in her life, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Lord, our children, our grandchildren this day, Lord, Father. Father God, as they are in school this day, Lord. Father God, see the blood covering them, Lord, from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father God, see the blood covering, Lord, Father God, that school right now, Lord. Father God, as we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, Lord, rendering it null and void in the name of Jesus. Father God, the blood of Jesus is against them right now, Lord. Father, we come against, Lord, Father God, school shooting, Lord, Father, bullying, trafficking, child molestation, Lord, Father, and we render those assignments null and void in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, see the blood covering right now, Lord. Father, and they're going out and they're coming in this day, oh, God. Father, we fail not to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise this day, Lord, Father. Touch mightily, Lord, Father. Heavenly Father, I hold before you, Lord, Father God. Father God, Pastor Bolin this day, O God, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, we thank you for your supernatural healing, O God, for your supernatural strength, Lord, Father, knowing, O God, Lord, Father, nothing is too hard for you, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, for bringing him through those surgeries, Lord, Father, and you know what he has to do again, Lord. And, Father, we say body line up with the word of God right now because you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord, Father. We are already healed, Lord, Father. And, Father, we're touching and agreeing with him this day in the name of Jesus. Father, we just lifting your name on high. We thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, Father, for you said the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want, Lord, Father. We say thank you. We thank you for supplying all our needs, Lord, Father. Father God, look upon, Lord, Father God, our listeners this day, O Lord. Father God, you know what they're in need of, Lord. And, Father, we're thanking you for showing up and showing out on their behalf, Lord. We thank you for those, Lord, Father God, that will call and share their testimonies, O God, on what you have done for them, Lord, Father, to encourage others, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, we fail not, Lord, Father God, to lift your name on high, Lord. Father, where would we be this day if you was not on our side, Lord? Heavenly Father, I hold before you the speaker of the hour, Lord, Bishop Porter, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father God, I ask that you decrease him, O God, as you increase in him, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, we ask you, Lord, Father God, show up, Lord, Father. Use him mightily this day, O God. We thank you for the word that is coming forth this day, Lord. And, Father God, may it come forth like a two-edged sword this day, O God. O God, give the people the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word this day, Lord. Father God, that they may run with this word like never before, Lord. And Father God, run to you, Lord. And Father, showing others, Lord Father, what you have done for them this day. So, Father, we thank you for touching the airways, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for touching this broadcast this day, O Lord. Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know you thank God for waking you up this morning, clothed in your right mind. You did not leave a minute or a second go by without doing so. Because, you know, if it was not for him that woke you up this morning, you will be standing before him this day. Think about the people that did not wake up this morning. Think about the people that depends on a machine to breathe for them. And we got life, health, and strength, and we don't even praise God. We don't even say thank you. Well, today we ought to learn to say thank you, Jesus, for never leaving me nor forsaking me. Thank you, Jesus, because you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And to say thank you, Jesus, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. Just give God thanks. Give God thanks today. It takes nothing off of you to thank your Heavenly Father. Nothing. I just say thank you. I don't know about you all, but I'm thanking God. I'm alive. I'm above ground. I have breath in me. So you know what? We ought to be about God's business this day. Amen. Be a light in someone's darkness. Let me give you the word for today and bring forth the speaker of the hour. Amen. Trust is accepting what God sends into your life, whether you understand it or not. Trust is accepting what God sends into your life, whether you understand it or not. Just ask God for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding. Ask him to take you through, bringing back to remembrance of his word. Just say amen, hallelujah. I will decrease and bring before you the speaker of the hour. And y'all have heard him here for several years. And you know, don't mind bringing the word. You can call upon him to bring the word. You can call upon him to pray, and he is going to do it. And if you have a question about the Bible, trust and believe, he will go and give you scripture, what you are to read, where you can find it. So, hey, for those of you that are listening on other devices, if you have a question or even encourage the speaker of the hour this day, you know, the call-in number is 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. For those of you that are listening live, all you have to do is press the number 1. He is the husband of the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Yes, the one that started this broadcast. Time to talk about it. So I now decrease as he come forward and allow God to use him in whichever way that God choose to use him. Amen. Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just thank God for another man opportunity, another time, amen, to bring forth the word of God. Amen. I just thank God, amen, for being here. I was listening at you as you were praying, and I want to just thank God for you, Minister Diane, on yesterday, you talking about prayer, and when I tune in, that's what God have gave, have already given me for today. And I said, well, Lord, I thank you. Praise God that we is on one accord. Amen. I just thank God for that. Man, and you was talking about a prayer partner, and you were just all in my message on today. So I just thank God. And subject, amen, and a little text I would like to use on today, man, talking about prayer. Amen. Just coincide with what you was talking about on yesterday about prayer and about having a prayer partner. That's so important. You know, it's good, you know, to Jesus' prayer partner was God the Father. And then he had his disciples, praise God. And then he stole away when he was not preaching and teaching. Amen. And he went to a desert place. He would go to the mountains, amen, and he would have a talk with his heavenly, our Heavenly Father. Praise God. Amen. So it's good to have a prayer partner. You brought that up on yesterday. Today I want to just be continue in agreement about prayer. And my text today is power of agreement. Power of agreement. Power of agreement. Man, and with that, let's go to the Word of God. If you have your Bibles, if not, write the scriptures down. I have a few scriptures that I want to share with you this morning about prayer. And we're going to elaborate, talk about it, praise God, and because it's very important. And as Minister Diane brought out yesterday, prayer is just a communication. It's like I'm talking to you, praise God. You listening, I'm talking. Prayer, amen, is a communication. You're talking to our Heavenly Father, man. And guess what? Amen. His ears and eyes is always open to hear the prayers of the righteous. Amen. How many know the prayers of the righteous prevail as much? Am I right? Praise God. And if he answered prayer back then, he's doing the same thing now because he is God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Praise God. He's giving you time to get your pencil and pen and paper and your Bibles out. Praise God. And turn with us. Man, very short in the book of St. Matthew. The book of St. Matthew, chapter 18. And we're going to share this two verses with you this morning. Two. Man. Okay. Look at verses number 19 and 20. St. Matthew 18 and 19 and 20. You'll find these words. Again, I say unto you, this is Jesus doing the talking. Your Bible should be in red writing. That if two of you, see, that's what Minister Diamond was talking about yesterday, should agree on earth as touching anything that they should ask, it should be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. In verse 20, Jesus doing the talking again. For where two or three are gathered together in my name. He made it personal, see? There am I in the midst of them. Ain't you glad, amen, that you don't need no crowd? We know prayer is corporate, is universal. Man, we do it on the Welling Wall every Friday night. And as he always bring out, you know, it is not about what church you attend, praise God. It's like coming together and calling on the name of Jesus. Why? Because there is power in that name. It's deliverance, it's healing. Whatever we need is in that name. Now, I took my text out for the power of agreement in verse 19. You say, again, I say unto you that if two of you should agree on earth as touching anything that they should ask. I want to stop right there. Ask. And let's do three letters, A, S, and K. That's what we're going to deal with this morning. A, ask, and it will be given to you. How do we ask? Huh? We know we ask with our mouth, but do you believe it in your heart when you're asking? Huh? A, ask, and it will be given to you. S means seek. How serious are you about? That seek there means serious, earnest, sincere. Prayer is, amen, coming from the heart is being sincere, being earnest, believing, praise God, that you are praying, amen, to God the Father Almighty in Jesus' name. And he said, amen, if you ask, it will be given to you. That's A. Ask, seek, and you shall do what? Fine. Huh? Have you ever lost something? I mean, and say you your keys to your car, you got to go to work. Huh? You get serious then, don't you? Huh? Have you ever lost any money? And you know that you had it in the house. You tap the furniture and everything else trying to find it. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Am I right? Hmm? So S means seek, and you shall find. K means knock. Huh? If you want to come in somebody, now they got doorbells. You know, ring the doorbell. Back in the day, they used to knock. I think some apartments, some places still, people still knock. Hmm? So knock, and it will be what? Open unto you. Huh? The Lord even himself say, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man open up what, Lord? Your heart. He said he'll come in and he'll sit with you and you and him. Huh? He want to be a part of you and I. Praise God. So A-S-K is what we're going to deal with, praise God, on today. Praise God. For whether there's two or three gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. It takes two or three, amen, to start a church. We don't need no whole crowd. Praise God. You just need two or three gathered together in Jesus' name. Now, you can come. We're going to also talk about St. Matthew chapter 7. Go to St. Matthew chapter 7. Amen. Turn with me. St. Matthew chapter 7. And let's look at verse 7 and 8. Huh? Are you there? There it is again. A-S-K. Ask, and it shall be given to you. There it is. See? You just finished talking about it. And you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. Jesus is yet doing the talking. Your Bible in red writing. And he is very clear on that. He's very precise on that. He said, ask. You got to open up your mouth, praise God, and tell him what you want. Tell him what you need. Tell him how much you love it. Tell him how much you care, praise God, that he brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Thank him for how he take care of your family and watched over you. Thank him for how, praise God, then he give you a job and made ways out of no ways for it, and you continue to ask, and it shall be given you, and you seek. Amen. And someday, Lord, amen, I want more of you. Praise God. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Lord, amen, I want to be the deeper things of God. You seeking there. That's why, praise God, we have to seek those things that are above and not on things on this earth. Because why, Bishop? Oh, I'm glad you asked. This is not our home. Come on now. But we, amen, out in this way in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because this is eternal. We're not here to stay. Praise God. And verse number 8 says, for everyone that seeketh, receiveth. See? See, as you ask, you'll receive. And he that seeketh, if you're serious about it, sincere about it, you're going to what? You're going to find it. And to him that knock, it shall be open. See? And she brought it out beautiful on yesterday when she talked about the widow woman, about the unjust judge, how she was persistent. How are you persistent in prayer? How much do you pray? Praise God. Nowadays, you can't hardly get people now to pray. Amen. No time. Man. They so busy, they schedule so busy, they don't have time, praise God, to call on the name of the Lord, praise God. Are you one of those ones that get up in the morning, praise God? God have blessed you,
praise God, woke you up for another day. Praise God, start you on your way, give you a good job. You come back home, get back into bed, and forget about to say, Lord, I thank you for another day's journey. Is that you? Come on now. Be honest with yourself. Do you already know? And I thank God, amen, that our Lord say that he searches the heart, and he knows what's in the mind, praise God, of our spirit. Praise God for everyone that asks, receives. See, if you ask, you receive it. That's what prayer is, asking and what? Receiving. How do you receive it, Bishop? Oh, you're full of questions this morning. Oh, I like that. You receive it by believing. Huh? Did not he say all things, not some things, all things are possible if you only believe. That's all he's asking us to do. No great swelling thing, but our Lord say all things are possible if you only believe. Amen. And that's the power of agreement. That's the powerful tool that we have with our Lord and our Savior, praise God. I want to leave a little something with you. If Jesus had to pray, and he was God the Father Almighty in the flesh, in this earth, walked on the earth just like you and I, what about you? And what about me? Hello, somebody. We got to, it's praying time. Minister Diane brought that out. Not playing time, but praying time. We got to pray. Why? Because we are living in dangerous times. Trouble is all around us. Praise God. But, oh, I thank God when we pray, we got promises. Ain't you glad about that? Amen. When you're in the power of agreement with our Lord and Savior, he take care of us. Amen. It's certain benefits that we're going to get. This is why he said we're in the world, but we're not of it. And I'm glad about it today. Praise God that we serve a God that is on our side. And he said that I will never leave you, nor forsake you. What is prayer? Prayer is asking and receiving. I just said that. And I'm gonna keep repeating it because I want that to get into your spirit. Praise God. How many know that Lord have mercy is a prayer? Come on. Praying is how long, but it's how strong. It's not the length, but the strength. Lord, have mercy. As long as you mean it, praise God, from your heart. When someone say, Lord, have mercy, praise God, you mean it. Then why? Because you're either in trouble? Something done happened? Something going wrong in your family? Oh, Lord, have mercy. You ever got into bad news on your phone late at night, 4 a.m. in the morning? Usually you don't want to hear the phone ring that time of morning because there's always trouble. Very seldom is good news. But, oh, God, when you say, Lord, have mercy, his ears is open. Praise God. And I say again, prayer is not how long, it's how strong. It's not the length, but the strength. Praise God. He declared according to his word in Isaiah 65:24. Write it down. Why you yet call it? He said, he will answer. He said, why you yet speaking? He said, he'll hear. So he hear, amen, sincere prayers. He hear earnest prayers when you call on him. Praise God. Prayer is asking and receiving. It is talking with God. And she brought it out yesterday. It's a communication. That's all it is, just like you talk with your husband and your wife. And that's what is not going on enough today in churches. They don't communicate enough with one another. Praise God. They talk about each other, but they don't communicate with each other. Well, y'all going to help me here? Come on here now. It is making your request known unto God. The scriptures say make your request known unto God. What is your request? What do you, amen, need from the Lord? And he said that he will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You know, we want a whole lot of things. A lot of things that we want, we really don't need. Come on now, help me out here. But, oh, he said he will supply, praise God, your needs. Okay? Oh, sometimes he may not come when you call him. We often say that, but he's always on time. How many know that our Lord and Savior is never late? Thank God, amen, that we serve our own sin, own knowing God, and he's everywhere all at the same time. And he searches the heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl, knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Oh, I'm glad about it, praise God. But he said, make your request known unto him. In what? Faith, not your feeling. Come on now, don't get quiet on me, huh? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh, Bishop, we know that. Okay, all right. Well, I'll take you a little deeper. Faith is trusting the word of God. Are you trusting the word when you pray? Huh? Do you believe it? Are you receiving it? Whatever sickness that you may have, he took a stripe for all matter of sin, sickness and diseases. Do you believe that today? Praise God. Ain't you glad that he say that his word would not go out, turn to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases? Oh, he's touching right now. Praise God. Because our God is a pronouncing God. Oh, thank God. Make your request known unto him in faith. Praise God. Now, faith ain't something that you see. Why would you have faith in it and you're looking right at it? You got money on the table. Why are you going to pray about it and you're looking at it? You got it there. But faith is when you hope, amen, and thanking God, amen, that you can speak things as not as though they already were. Praise God. That's faith, huh? Knowing that some way, somehow, God's going to make a way. Praise God. And when you see that, amen, in your heart, praise God, he manifests. Praise God. Don't worry about how it's going to come. Amen. If you bring a dog with a sack full of money, praise God, you didn't steal it. Huh? The dog brought it right to you. Come on now. Y'all talk to me here. Am I right? See, so just thank God. Praise God for prayer. Prayer is a power of agreement. It's a powerful tool, man, that our Lord, amen, gave us. And she brought it out so beautiful on yesterday when Jesus said that man shall always pray. Man in the Bible means mankind. That includes you sisters too, you women too, you ladies too. It includes everybody. Man shall always pray. And not what? Faint. And she brought that out. Faint means don't quit. Don't stop. Don't give up. Man, well, he answered, man, come on, don't be no quitter, huh? Don't be no quitter. Why, Bishop? A quitter will never win, but a winner will never quit. Who is the judge? Our judge is God. Why is he judge? Because he decides who wins or loses. He decides that. Come on. See, he is God. His no, amen, mean no. And if God say yes, who can say no? And that's what we say. Huh? So who you going to believe? Well, I don't think that going to happen. You don't, that may not happen for you. But if God say I can have it, I believe it, and I trust it. Oh, thank God, amen, for the power of agreement. The above scripture, St. Matthew 7:7-8, the above scripture is so simple on the surface that we are danger of failing to recognize it. See? We got to be able to recognize, amen, the word of God. If God spoke it, he able to perform it. See? And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. And he's God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God and he changed not. Praise God. So the power of agreement in prayer is a powerful tool that we have. Praise God. And nobody mad but the devil, praise God, and nothing that he can do with us, especially when we get to moaning and speaking in tongue and all, amen, in the spirit realm. Praise God. Oh, I thank God, amen, that he have given us that power and authority over every devil and imp in hell. And he say, what I do for one, I'll do for all. Oh, he have no respect of person. Now our Lord instruct the believer, that's you and I, to do what? There it is again. Ask, A-S-K. See, there it go again. And do what? Knock. Huh? Them three words. Now, because these three words, watch this, cover the whole spectrum of prayer. Them three words. Ask. See? I hesitated because I want it to marinate. I want it to get into your spirit. See? But it's good. And she brought it out so beautiful yesterday to pray and ask God, Lord, give me a prayer partner. You may not have no one. No, you can pray by yourself, but it's good to have a prayer partner in the power of agreement. But it's ain't way too what? Touching and agreeing on anything on this earth? Did not he say he'll do it? All right. Here it is again. Prayer is asking and receiving when you know the will of God regarding a need. Now I'm going to ask you a question. What do you need even as I speak to you? And it's the holiday season. You know, your children need things. You need things. You know, this is a time of rejoicing, praise God, and hustling, bustling. We all know that. But let's don't forget the reason for the season. It's all about our Lord and Savior. Well, they say it's a pagan holiday. If you love Jesus Christ, I'm going to celebrate. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. I know our nation have set December 25th aside, praise God, and the Jewish nation come closer to anyone else about when our Lord and Savior was born. But if you love Jesus Christ, if you say that you are born again, and he brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light, I'm going to celebrate. Why? Because of him. He was born into the world. Oh, thank God. Amen. Oh, thank God. Praise the Lord. Man, get in no debate of when he was born. Praise God. He was born. He came, praise God, to take away the sins of the world. That's why I celebrate. Praise God. I thank God, amen, for our Lord and Savior. Now, what is your need? Do you need to be saved? It's a good time of year, amen, to accept our Lord and Savior. We'll be in a power agreement with you right today. Praise God. Today can be your spiritual birthday. Praise God. Come on. I'm not talking about getting the pastor of the right hand of fellowship and getting God your heart. God wants to hold you. Not some of them. Hey, I have no problem because the word of God says confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart. Thou shalt be saved. That's the word of God. Well, you want to go a little further. But have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? That's Acts 19. Write it down. See? Everything that I want to give you, amen, is a power of agreement, amen, with Jesus Christ, amen. When you believe his word and stand on his word, man, he will supply your need. We're talking about spiritual things now. Seek those things that are spiritual first. Seek ye first the kingdom of what? God. And he say all these other things will be added. He's going to give you all these other things anyway. Why? Because it's in the blessing plan. Praise God. Am I right? Whether it be material things, yeah, I just told you, right? Or whether it be what? Spiritual things. You can ask. There it is again. I'm going to keep bringing it up because I want it to marinate. I want it to get into your not only this in your mind, but into your deep down, into your spirit. Ask and do what? Receive it. Again, that receiving means believe it. We believe, praise God, that prayer will change things. He is a praying God. He will move on your behalf. Praise God. Man, and he say, what do you do for one? He do for all. He have no respect to person. Ain't you glad about it today, praise God? That we serve amen, a God that is everywhere all at the same time. This is why he said to his disciples that it's expedient that I go away. But if I don't, amen, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, will not come. Praise God. In other words, he couldn't be there with Minister Diana and where I am talking to you all at the same time. Why? Because he was all man and all God at the same time. But he was walking. He was in a fleshly body. But, oh, when he went to the cross, suffered, bled, and died, praise God, went down into a low world. But he didn't stay there. Buddha is yet there. Muhammad is yet there. Huh? Joseph Smith is yet there. Huh? Come on now. Harry Christian is yet there. But our Lord and Savior on the third morning come up with all power, look back at the grave and said, oh, grave, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? Praise God. And he sent it back to glory. And he sat on the right-hand side of God the Father Almighty. Oh, thank God. And so God the Father sent the Holy Spirit back. Now all you got to do is accept it. And when you talk, amen, to God the Father in Jesus' name, something's going to happen. Oh, you can ask for what you will. Why? Because he said, when you ask the Father anything in my name, he said he'll do it for you. Huh? Do you believe that? There it is. Ask. And you do what? You receive it. Oh, you ought to talk to me. You can ask and receive. This is prayer. According to the revealing will of God. Now we're going to go to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Mm-hmm. 1 John. 1 John. Watch this, 5 verse 14 and 15, you'll find these words. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask, there it is again, anything according to his will, he do what? He hears us. Y'all see that? Are you with me? If you don't have your Bible, write it down. We're in 1 John. Hmm? 1 John chapter 5, not St. John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. I'm going to read it again. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. See? Now, 15 says, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Notice that word, whatsoever. You didn't put no particular thing there because it's a whole lot of stuff going on. Come on now, in our lives. Am I right? Come on now. See, we have to be honest with ourselves before we can be honest with God. Hmm? He already know, and thank God he never turned us away. Huh? He's always there with outstretched arm. That's why he said, come to the throne of grace boldly. He want us to come there boldly. We're not begging God. Huh? We asking. And if you ask, you shall do what? Receive it. Have a little talk. We used to sing a song in the church long years ago. Have a little talk with Jesus. And he'll make everything all right. Oh, praise the Lord. Man, it's a funny thing. We want to talk to everybody else and then put our Lord and Savior on the back burner. No, 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 no. Why are you going to put the cart before the horse? Hmm? Jesus want to be first and foremost in our lives. He want to be loved first. Come on now. Hmm? He want to be served first. Hmm? Always remember that. First, not your husband, not your wife, not your children, not your family, not that job, but him, he want to be first. And our God, and now he said, our God is a jealous God. I'm not jealous. The devil is a liar. Yeah, he is. Yeah, you are. If God jealous, you jealous. Why? Because they put so much before our God. And she brought it up yesterday. Boy, he didn't take time to pray. How you get up in the morning and God didn't give you air to breathe? You're in your rightful mind. And she brought it out today. Some people's on life hope machine, don't know day from night. See? And God been good to you. Done brought us from a mighty long way up to this present moment. And you're looking for everything. Praise God. Praise God to have a joyful holiday and a good Christmas, amen, for your family. Praise God. But God, amen, been good to you and I. Praise God. And even when you say, Lord, I thank you, I praise you, I magnify you, huh? Talk to him. Talk to him. Amen. Lift him up. You can do that in prayer. Oh, let go right along with the power of agreement. Oh, we use it, the more you praise him, the more he bless you. When praises go up, blessings will what? Surely come down. You can do that in prayer too. Come on now. It's a worldwide of things in prayer, in the power of agreement. Oh, I thank God, amen, we have a covering. And our covering is our Lord and Savior. Praise God. Just watch over us. Take care. Look at my children. Praise God. Calling on my holy name. Amen. They love me. Praise God. Oh, can you imagine how that make our Lord feel? Huh? Come on, y'all. Talk to me here. See? Oh, we cherish him. We worship him. Praise God. All that in the power of agreement. Huh? I'm going to read 14 and 15 one more time. Will that be all right? And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. All praise God. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Oh, thank God. John saw it, didn't he? And he telling them, he was one that was right there with Jesus. They talk about the four gospel writers, but it's two of them actually saw, heard what Jesus actually really done. The healing, the teaching, the preaching, they ate with him, praise God, and they slept, amen, with him, amen, and they was with him there in the beginning. That was Matthew and John. Luke was a physician. He was a doctor. Mark got his writing from Peter. See? Coming up in the church. See? Listening at the saints of old, Peter and them, James, John. And he wrote a book. His name was John Mark. But the actually saw, heard when he was praying, Matthew and John. It was right there. So John knew what he was talking about. Am I right? Number two, prayer is seeking and finding. There it is again. When you do not know the will of God regarding a need, whether it be material, spiritual, then you are to seek his will and praying concerning this need. Lord, what would you have me to do? Lord, I need thus and so until you find it. That's the seeking part. How serious are you with your spiritual matters? With your spiritual, are you satisfied for where you're at now in your Christian walk with the Lord? I'm asking you a personal question now. Yeah, Bishop, I'm all right, but it's always more growth. It's always more spiritual growth. It's always precept by precept. always of the levels in Christ Jesus. Huh? All right, we're about to wind down this year of 2023, and we want to go into the year of 2024 of January. I ain't talking about making no New Year's resolution that lasts about maybe 2 weeks, and you right back with the same old, but we want to forget about this year of 2023, and we want to go in the year of 2024, amen, with the power of agreement, with a new attitude. Hello, attitude. Have that change. Have your mindset change. The anointing, praise God, to flow, amen, in your life, praise God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. All right. Now, you are to seek his will in praying concerning this need, your need, until you find it. And when you find it, this is prayer for a knowledge of unrevealing will of God and a specified need. And what is that specified need? I'm glad you asked. Think about it. And while you're thinking about it, let's go to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. One verse. Well, I'm going to go two verses. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sat on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on this earth. All praise God. See where your affection should be? In the power of agreement. That's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And all these other things will be added. He's telling you all the other things are going to be added. He's going to give you your blessing, your material things. Anyway, it's in the blessing plans. The benefits is already there. You ain't got to ask for it. It's already there. But do you love him what? First? Come on now. See? How often do you go to church? Think she brought that out also. You're going to be on your job on time, but do you be in church on time? Church start a certain time, hey, you coming in 30 minutes late. The preacher up preaching. Are you being honest with your tithes? See? But then you want to ask God for all these other things. See? God bless you like you, like your servant. I know you don't want to hear that, but it's true. We got to be honest with ourselves. We always want to throw bricks and hide our hand on other people, but now it's time to do some self. Amen. When the last time in prayer you asked God, Lord, man, search my heart. Check out everything that is not pleasing in your sight. Lord, I want to be, amen, and I want you to be first and foremost in my life. Lord, I know you made me and you know all about me. Take out all this ungodly, all this evil, amen, thinking, amen, in my life, in the name of Jesus. And this is, you being earnest about it and sincere about it, he's going to put it in the seal of forgiveness. Man ain't going to never forget what you've done. But thank God, he say, man's way is not his way. Leave the man thoughts. It's God, our God thoughts. See, ain't you glad about that? See, you got somebody that love you with everlasting love. He ain't going to not love you because somebody else don't love you. Man, people don't love you. Come on now. Ain't you glad about that today? Amen. Well, don't nobody love me. The devil is a lie. Jesus loves you. And he loves you with an unconditional love. You don't love conditional. I love you if you love me. You're not like man. He don't stay upset with you 24-7 all year long. Ain't speaking. Ain't talking to one another. God don't want that for our lives. Come on here. And then you want to pray, Lord, have mercy. He said, get up off your knees. Huh? Jesus said that. Go and reconcile. Talk to your one that you have that ought. Huh? Get it right. And see, when you do that, the windows of heaven open. Now you're back in the blessing plan. And when I ain't gonna never forget it. I'll forget it, but I ain't gonna forgive it. Where's that in the Bible? But I can show you a way. He said, if you don't forgive, neither will his Father which is in heaven forgive you. Uh-oh. And he's very precise on that. Where's that in the Bible? I'm glad you asked. Go to second. If you want to, I won't go to it, but if you want me to, I will. Or you can call in. I can take you there. It's St. Mark chapter 11, verse 24 and 25. See? And there's some powerful verses there in St. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. You start there when you say, have faith in God, and 23 and 24. But 25 and 26, you need to read it. And you wonder why prayers are not being answered. You'll find it right there. Read it. If you don't believe me, read it. So we have to be mindful. We have to be real careful, okay, of the attitude that we take when we go before God. And go before God any kind of way. Huh? She brought it out yesterday. Back in the Bible day, they couldn't get their sins forgiven for 1 year. See? And they had to bring something. You know, they come to the priest and they had nothing in their hand. They had to bring sacrifice. See? They had to bring something. What are you bringing to the Lord? Are you bringing true worship? The Lord looking for true worshipers to worship him in spirit and in truth? Huh? He hadn't changed the same thing. What are you bringing? What kind of service are you bringing? Praise the Lord. Huh? What kind of attitude did you bring to this service? Are you thinking about the games going on? We being service too long? And how is your attitude? Huh? How much of the word have you received? Why are you there? Hmm? I'm going to hesitate, so I'm going to give you something to think about. Getting ready to go into a new year. Say, now, Lord, I know I hadn't been serving you like I'm supposed to. Be honest. Have a little talk to Jesus, and he'll make everything all right. He's waiting on you. He's right there with his arm crossed waiting. See? And you're doing everything else but having to talk with Jesus. Hmm? Say, Lord, you right, and I'm wrong. Simple. But we serve a God that made it all. How are you going to get past him? They say he is so big. The question today is, how big is your God in the power of agreement? He is so wide you can't get around him. He's so high you can't get over him. He's so low you can't get under him. That's why you got to go through the door. Then go to knock. That's all he's asking you to do. Knock. He'll open it. He'll come in. What knock? What door? The door of your heart. How is your heart? Oh, praise the Lord. Ain't you glad about it today? Amen. That we serve, amen, a God, amen, that know, but he say, seek what? A risen Christ, seek those things. They go that seek again. Those things which are above, where Christ sit on the right hand of God, set to affection on things above, not on things on this earth. Oh, where's your affection? Talk to me. Where's your affection? Praise the Lord. All right, let's go a little bit further. Are you with me? Stay with me now. Let's go to Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah. Oh, praise the Lord. Jeremiah 29. Are you there? Give you a little time to get there. Jeremiah 29. I'm going to read three verses. It's verse 12, 13, and 14. We're still talking about what? the power of agreement. The power of agreement. Talking to our Lord and Savior, communicating with him, talking to him in prayer, asking and receiving. Praise God. All right. Jeremiah 29, verse number 12, 13, and 14. It says this. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me. See? And I will do what? Hearken unto you. How do you? Amen. Hearken means he will listen. He will hear you. See? That's why we need to talk to him. This is why we need to ask. He's waiting on you and I. He's in heaven. I'm going to see how long it's going to be before they come to me. See? He got the answer. Jesus is the answer to the world today. We know we're living in a troubled world, but there's too many promises that he has promised us. Stand on God's promises in faith. Go to him in prayer. All right. I'm going to read it again. Then shall you call upon me. See? If you call him, he'll answer. And you shall go and do what? And me. That's conjunction. Pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. I will listen to you. I hear you. He won't have no respect to person. But you got to talk to him. You got to communicate. The power of what? Agreement. 13. And you shall do what? Seek. There it is. And you shall seek me. And you'll do what? Find me. When you shall search for me with all of your what? Heart. See that? Do you see it? Are you with me? But you got to do it from your heart. Not lip service. Hey, answer my prayer. How sincere was you? How earnest were you? We can't fool God. But the old saying, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool God what? None of the time? So when you come to him with a sincere heart, he going to move. That's why yokes will be destroyed. The captive will be set free. Broken hearts will be mend. Man, you'll see loved ones in your family turning around. Amen. Families be reunited, coming back together. Praise God. Yokes be destroyed in your life. God will make you the head and not the tail. He'll put you above and not beneath. Oh, praise God. I landed, got caught up that time. Y'all help me here. All right, verse 14. And I will be found of you. See what he said? When you do first things first, when you ask. And when you search for him, seeking for him, and I'll be found of you, said the Lord. Said who? Not Bishop Porter, not Minister Diane, not your pastor, but the Lord, said the Lord. This is God speaking to Jeremiah, his prophet. I will be found of you, said the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity. Look at that. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, said the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place where I caused you to be carried away into captivity. See? He want to bring you out. If he bring you out, why you want to go back in? Come on now. Are you with me? See why? See, so that's the things that we should always remember. Prayer is knocking and opening when you know the will of God, and yet you find a closed door. You are to keep knocking, keep on knocking until God opened the door. That's being persistent. Some people say that's not faith. I don't believe that. That's what the widow woman done. It done just good. Minister Diane talked about it yesterday. She didn't quit. Well, he hard-hearted, I'm going. No, nope, nope, no. Our God's not hard-hearted. See? But but you was persistent. How persistent are you? Well, I prayed yesterday and he answered. I did it last week and I still got the same problem. What is God trying to show you? What is God trying to tell you? You're not sincere enough. Are you earnest enough? It's always a but. No. That's the problem. See, God, you don't move God with doubt and unbelief. He's not in it. See? He's not going to hear nothing. No. He's looking for faith. And when in power of agreement, you go to him in faith, believing that he is who he say he is. He is God. And besides him, there is no other. Are you ashamed? Are you ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Do you know that his power under salvation to all that believe? This is persistent prayer. There it is. Prayer moves mountains. What mountains? Mountains in your life. Situations in your life. What's been hindering you? You change that attitude. That disposition. He'll change whatever need to be changed. Not in only you, but in your situation. He said, if you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. He's true to his word. By what? Faith. By faith. All right. Let's go back to St. Matthew. St. Matthew. And we want to turn to chapter 17. Chapter 17, verse 14 through 21. Okay. Chapter 17, St. Matthew, chapter 17, verses 14 through 21. You'll find these words. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and so vexed. For oftentimes he falls into the fire and often into the water. They were trying to make him kill himself. See? 16. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. 17. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless, perverse generation, how long should I be with you? How long should I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Didn't I tell you? Praying how long? Is how strong? Now, is your church, you done went to the altar for prayer? And nothing happened? Huh? How often your church fasts and pray and believe God for casting out devils and healing the sick? Because after God's word been preached and taught, then God performed his word through signs and miracles. Verse 20 say, and Jesus said unto them, 19. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast them out? I think that's a good question to ask in the right person. They came to Jesus privately. Nothing wrong with coming to your pastor and talking to the pastor. See? Look what Jesus said to them. Verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, what did I tell you? Doubt and unbelief, God not going to hear you. So you don't want to go to God with unbelief, with that attitude. you come into the Lord for help or for a need, you believe what you are asking for. You ask, you shall receive it. By what? Faith. That's what moved God. Your tears, I'm sorry, don't move God. I hate to say it that way. God looking for faith. He's not going to get in no pity party, twiddling your fingers and looking down. He ain't nowhere in the Bible looking down. He said, look to the hills from whence coming your help. Not down. What's down there? Some pennies? What's down there? But he said, look to the hills. We need to look up. That's where our Lord is. He's up, and he's everywhere. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily, mean truly, I say unto you, if you have what? There it is. Faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you should say unto this mountain, there it is again. What mountains? We talked about that. Mountains in your life, trials, tribulation, trouble, situation. There's always something that we can pray and talk to God about in the power of agreement. We move to yonder place. Get out of here, out of my home. Get behind me. Put the word on him, that devil, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. See that? Things that is impossible with man is possible with God, and he have given you that power. He have given us that authority to speak things is not as though they were. But how can you when you're not talking to him? Have a little talk with Jesus. Last verse, hear about this kind goes out and what? And pray. And the last time you had a fast and talk with God, move it out your food. When the last time? See, I'm hesitating because I want you to think about it. What fast day do you have? Do you have a fast day? See, it's good to have a fast day. See, you can talk to the Lord. Prayer changes things, conditions. Prayer changes people. Praise the Lord. Our God is a praying God. Oh, and if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Amen. He is who he say he is. But the power of agreement is a powerful tool that the Lord have given us. Amen. To talk to the Lord about anything. Praise God. Ain't you glad about that today? That we can talk to God about anything in our lives. He's always there. I thank God for it. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Let us pray. Amen. Power of agreement. Oh, praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come and we come as one, calling on your holy, righteous, and everlasting name. Lord, you said in your word to ask. And we ask, you said we shall receive. We believe you for your word, that if you spoke it, you are able to perform it. Father, I thank you for supplying all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We ask you now to forgive us for all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we want nothing to hinder this prayer as we come before you. We thank you for removing, oh God, our sins as far as the east from the west. Oh, we glorify your holy name. And we thank you for the power of agreement, knowing where there's two or three gathered together in your name. There you will be in the midst. And someone that don't know you in the free pardon of their sin for bringing them to a saving grace of your knowledge, that they would not die, go to a priceless grave, but they get to know you as Lord and Savior. Oh, we bless you today. And as we embrace the rest of the holiday season, I set myself in agreement with every listener, oh God, that you dispatch each and every one of our angels to rest, rule, and abide with us, to keep us as we go through this holiday season from hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you for your blood covering. Oh God, as we go to and fro, up and down the dangerous in the busy highways, we thank you for looking on that unconcerned and progressive driver. Lord, we thank you, sir. Oh, you've been so good to us. You've been better to us than we have been to our own selves. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. And this is thy servant prayer. We ask all these and other blessings in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen again. Service back in the hands of Minister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I know you all got blessed by that word. We still have a few minutes on here. Do you have a question or even to encourage Bishop Porter today? For those of you that are listening on another device, the calling number is 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. And for those of you that are listening live, all you have to do is press the number 1. God is so good. He is good. He is merciful. And he hears and he answers prayer. And I just thank God that at least that I was hearing right about prayer, you know, because that's what we need is prayer. Prayer within our homes, prayer within our vehicles and our jobs. And we ought to be our brothers and sisters keepers, praying one for another. We're in some trying times. And it's not going to get any better. So the safest place for you to be is in Christ. That's the safest place to be. And have that relationship with him. Don't say you go into church, you go into Bible study, but do you have that relationship with him? Do you sit and talk and spend time with him? Because that's what prayer is. You heard the word, not just yesterday, not just today. I know you've been hearing that word because there's a lot of others out there that are saying the same thing. It's time for us to pray that we are able to hear God when he is talking to us. We serve an awesome, powerful God, and take him not for granted. Don't even take your loved ones for granted.
Minister Diane.
When you look around, go ahead, Bishop.
I'm sorry if I'm cutting you off, but the Lord laid this on my heart. This is for somebody that is listening, and I got to get it out. I'm sorry, but I got to get it out before we
go
get
ahead
off the broadcast. And First Chronicles chapter 4, and this is for somebody, chapter 9 and 10. First Chronicles, you can write it down, but it's for somebody out there in the listening radio today. Whatever means they may be listening. And verse 9 says, and Jobaz was more honorable than his brother. And his mother called his name Jobaz, saying, because I bade him with sorrow. And verse 10, this is for somebody. And Jobaz called on the God of Israel. See, he prayed, saying, oh, that thou wilt bless me indeed. See how he asked? And enlarge my coast, that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God grant him that which he requests. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile on you. Be blessing to the obedient to the word of God. Back in the hands of Minister Diane.
Amen, amen. You all heard that. First Chronicles 4. 9 and 10. Let us begin to be obedient to the word of God. Some might be curious and wants to know what that is. He read it to you, but you can also go back and read it for yourself. Amen. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to hear this broadcast again, visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministry, and go ahead and click on that link. And after this broadcast is finished, another one will play, and you can listen to it throughout the day. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Again, that's 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Just go ahead and just save that number in your phone, because for those of you that don't have Facebook, you can tune in every Sunday at 1 p.m. and you can hear the Sunday service live on that conference line number. Amen. Also, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you use that very same number for Bible Talk. I tell you, some awesome talking on there and have scriptures to back it up. So don't forget now, join us tomorrow, Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Let us continue to be our brothers and sisters keepers. Amen. Be blessed.
Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.